The president of Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, has decided to ban a long-standing tradition on campus called chalking. Up until this spring, students wrote sidewalk messages on college grounds. The ban, they say, violates their right to free speech. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports.
Look up as you stroll through Wesleyan's 290-acre campus, and you see classic New England brownstone buildings dating from the 1830s. Look down, and not too long ago, you'd have seen students sprawled along the sidewalks, writing colorful messages beneath your feet. On this drizzly morning in early May, a dozen students stage a chalking protest by writing messages on the grounds in front of Davenport Campus Center. Dissent is patriotic. Chalk, not bombs. Erase censorship. Senior Sarah Knorr writes, silence equals death.
Because a lot of the chalkings have traditionally addressed queer issues and issues of students of color that have often not been dealt with in sort of public discourse. And this gives us a chance to just like express our ideas about those things and speak freely.
They can keep erasing it, but we have words that we want to speak.
Student Zach Strasburger admits some messages may be offensive.
I think it's okay to be offended. I don't think we have the right in American society to not be offended. I think that it's more important to promote a diversity of opinion.
Most sidewalk scribblings were a mix of political statements and announcements of arts events or guest speakers. Some gay students publicly declared their sexual orientation by chalking. But last year, the university called a moratorium on the practice after messages became increasingly threatening and sexually explicit, and certain faculty members were singled out by name. Students suggested simply erasing the offensive messages, but officials were frustrated by the lack of accountability. Wesleyan President Doug Bennett says students have plenty of other forums available to them for self-expression. Chalking does not meet what he calls the civility test.
This is an issue for the whole campus. It's not just a student issue. What we need is a way to go forward that acknowledges two principles. I mean, that satisfies the freedom of expression principle and also satisfies the civility principle.
Wesleyan's faculty is divided on the issue. Vera Schwartz, a professor of Chinese history, supports the ban. She says the deteriorating moral climate at the school had begun to hurt recruitment. She believes that a vocal minority on campus used chalking to hijack genuine intellectual discourse.
Politics has become simply gender issues. There's so many other issues in the world. And, you know, who sleeps with whom and how do you, you know, do it with somebody in bed of all the things. Even if you say these are young people and gonads speak very loudly in those years, nonetheless, it seems to me it cheapens drastically the meaning of education and the meaning of political commitment.
But Claire Potter, director of American Studies at the school, says chalking has historically been an important means of self-expression, not just at Wesleyan, but at other universities too.
I can't draw the line on expression, and I think part of the reason I don't, having been a teacher for many, many years, is that if you start trying to silence people, it seems to me you're in a very gray area. You're always trying to decide what can be said and what can't be said.
There are a range of chalking policies at other universities. Princeton bans all chalking. Georgetown allows chalking in designated areas. Some Wesleyan students began to spray paint sidewalks in protest of the new ban, but most students don't like the permanence of paint. Chalking was great, they say, because once it rained, the messages simply washed away. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in Middletown, Connecticut.